January 20th. Just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Charlotte Elliott Hymn.
Mama!
My daughter Julie cried, bursting into the kitchen.
Jeremy fell in the creek and he's coming home all wet.
And so he was. He had nearly reached our yard when I ran outside. He trudged slowly as if resigned to being wet and miserable in the cold of a wintry afternoon. He wailed tiredly, and he was dripping with creek water and mud from his hair to his sodden shoes. I had him stripped practically before we were in the house, but even when his goose flesh began to disappear in a nice hot tub, he still wailed.
"Why are you still crying?" I asked. "Are you hurt?"
Jeremy turned his brimming brown eyes up to me.
"Are you glad to see me?"
"Oh, yes, Jeremy, I am so glad to see you."
"Even though those were my new pants and you told me I wasn't supposed to go to the creek?"
He sniffled.
"That doesn't matter, honey," I said.
"What matters is to have you home, safe and sound, here with me." Even after I had Jeremy tucked into bed that night, the image of his questioning brown eyes was still very much with me, reminding me that his fears are not unlike my own. But my fears are as needless as his were. When I'm tired, frightened, filled with guilt and remorse, God is always ready to answer my question.
"Are you glad to see me?"
Oh, Lord, I know you are. I know you are.